All righty. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Monday, the 20th of November, 2023. And coming up on Wednesday, I'm going to be doing part of David Bellavia's show. David's going to be doing part of my show. We will be together and we will be talking about the 60th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, number 35. That'll be on Wednesday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Right now, taking your calls on your winter weather hacks. And, you know, I'm asking this question for a couple of reasons. Number one, yesterday I went to a Bills party. Well, I was told that there would be ravioli and meatballs. And I'm sorry, but ravioli and meatballs, I'm sorry, I'll be there. Ravioli and meatballs, yep, perfect day for ravioli and meatballs. And ham and Swiss sliders, which were good. I don't know who invented the word sliders for very small sandwiches, but, you know, they slid, and they slid right down. So, anyway, the lady who was at the party was talking about her heated vest and her affection, her love, actually, for her heated vest. And I got me to thinking, well, you know, well, this morning, just to carry the conversation forward here, this morning I had an early morning appointment, translation, like 9:30. That's early morning for me. And walked out into the driveway. And I cannot repeat what I said on the radio, but the first word was actually holy, and the next two words are words I cannot say on the radio. I think you pretty much figured that one out. Yeah, it was cold. And then my mind reverted, as it often does, back to the conversation with the lady with the heated vest. So I want your winter weather hacks. What are your tips to stay warm in the wintertime? And I'll take this one step further. Now, keep in mind, there is not a blizzard in the forecast, okay? Don't tune in late and say, he's hyping a blizzard that isn't even in the... Yeah, I know it's not in the forecast, okay? I get it. I can read. And we talked to Andy Parker the first... Okay, maybe I can't read. But we talked to Andy Parker the first part of the program, meteorologist extraordinaire. And I want to find out how you stay warm. How many of you have heated jackets? How many of you have heated gloves? How many of you have heated socks, heated shoes? Anybody with heated pants? Nobody's brought that up yet. Did I mention hats? I believe I did. And one of the things that I've become fascinated by is footwear. Footwear, my friends, footwear. Because the lady called in earlier, and she's, for some reason, she's enraptured with the shows about Alaska. And she noticed that all these people were wearing funny white boots. Turns out they're called bunny boots, and they're actually a product of the United States military. And originally were developed because the guys in Korea were basically dropping from frostbite to their feet and basically immobilized at a time when things weren't looking so good for the United Nations forces, mostly Americans, in South Korea. So, and they're so happy that we're there now, aren't they? But anyway, what have you found to be good winter weather hacks to keep you cold? How many of you are wool fanatics? And how many, is there anybody else who puts a bandana around their neck in the wintertime? I'm just curious about that. I would just like to know because, I don't know, just like one of those thin bandanas. When my hair was long, I used to wear a bandana just to keep it off my face and out of my eyes with varying degrees of success. But now I have no reason for it because I've gone the short hair route for the time being. 803, notice I say for the time being, I always like to leave myself an out. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. And the other thing too is based on the blizzard of 22, like, can you think about what you didn't have in your car that you wished that you had had in your car. And I like what one of the guys said earlier when he called in, when he said, in the wintertime, do not let your vehicle go below half a tank of gas. I cannot stress enough the accuracy of that statement. I have long believed that any time after November 1st, if the gas tank goes below half, you know what? It's like, all I can say, it's, I was going to use an analogy and I thought better of it. It's like being impotent. That's a much better way to phrase what I was going to say. It's like being impotent. You got to have at least half a tank of gas. Don't let it go beneath half. If you do, fill it up. And another thing, too, you got to choose your days if you can. Now, you might not have the opportunity, but you have to choose the day when you're going to fill up the gas tank. For example, would you rather fill up the gas tank on a day where it's 35 or 40 degrees, or are you going to wait until it's 15 degrees? Because those 5 minutes you spent at the gas pump, they seem to take an hour when it's 15 degrees outside. It's a little more tolerable, somewhat more bearable if you get it done when it's a little bit warmer. But what are your cold weather hacks? So those of you who ski, those of you who snowmobile, who ATV, those of you who spend your lives outside for some godforsaken reason that I'll never understand, what do you do to keep yourself warm? And I'm kind of curious about the longevity of the batteries in these heated garments that you might buy. The longevity of the battery. Because obviously it would seem to me anyway that the colder it is outside, the less you're going to get use out of your battery. In other words, if it's minus 15, your battery presumably is not going to last as long as if it is 20 degrees outside, because I've just noticed just from cell phone use that the cold will suck the life out of batteries. So how many of you have, like, some of this winter gear by which you absolutely swear? And when you get together with your friends, you're all about, oh, you got to get what I've got. Let me show you what I've got. Well, what do you have that keeps you warm in the wintertime? Just kind of curious. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Talking about your winter weather hacks that you have learned over the years. And, you know, we all have them in Buffalo. And I'm a little bit, quite frankly, just hearing some of you guys speaking, I'm a little bit emasculated right now, because I've got the bare basics, really. I have one of those Russian hats, you know, the Russian hats that they all wear. But the nice thing about the Russian hat is you can pull the flaps down to cover the ears. It's a nice addition to the wintertime wardrobe, even if people do call you Lenin or Trotsky or something like that. There are worse things you can be called, I suppose. I've got this ancient, all right, maybe a 7-year-old winter coat and 7-year-old winter boots, but they do the job. They get the job done. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You have been through enough winters here in Western New York to know what you need and what you don't need as far as if you're going to be outside or perhaps if you're going to be driving and you don't have any alternative. You get yourself trapped and stuck, and maybe you learned from last year what you might want to have in your vehicle with you. Is there a snack food you keep in your vehicle, be it Pop-Tarts, be it peanuts and raisins? I mean, peanuts and raisins, they'll pretty much last forever, won't they? I mean, I'm not exactly Martha Stewart when it comes to this stuff, but I would think that peanuts and raisins would be a very good thing to have. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. your winter hacks. What have you learned after all these years of Western New York winter? Maybe somebody had a piece of clothing and you said, wow, that's really awesome. What is that? And they said, oh, it's a bunny boot. How many people listening have bunny boots, otherwise known as Mickey Mouse boots? And are they all that? Are they really as good as they seem? Because I got to tell you right about now, I'm so tempted during one of the breaks to just go ahead and order some of these bunny boots. I don't care that I'm going to look like a dork. I don't care. I don't care what I look like in the wintertime. It doesn't matter. If I look like a dork with bunny boots, I look like a dork with bunny boots. Maybe you've got bunny boots, and perhaps you also don't care if you look like a dork. And do you look like a dork? Or do you get compliments on your bunny boots? See, wouldn't you think if you saw somebody with bunny boots, you'd say, that's a fine fashion statement and very practical, too. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Anybody think that maybe Zach Wilson was wearing bunny boots when he fell down on the field yesterday? Talk about one of the more embarrassing moments in the National Football League. I felt genuinely bad for the guy. Like, the minute I saw him fall, I thought, wow, there goes every dream, every aspiration, everything he ever wanted in life in the National Football League. I've never seen this happen. He's not having a very good game, and he basically falls down because the invisible man pushed him. I don't know. I don't know what the explanation was, but damn. Here is Jay in Amherst on WBEN. Jay, you are on. Hello.
Tom, good afternoon.
Sir.
Mickey Mouse boots, best investment for the winter I have ever made. Not kidding.
Do say. Tell why.
They're not cheap. They'll probably run you, in the larger sizes, maybe $130, $140, maybe a little more. And they're unbelievably heavy. But the warmest boots I have ever purchased. I don't think I've ever gotten cold feet in any condition. Waterproof. But again, the only drawback is they're heavy as hell.
Well, when you say heavy as hell, are they as heavy as a phone book?
Oh, God, yeah. No, they're probably at least, just thinking about it, put them both together, 10, 15 pounds. They are very, very heavy, unbelievably durable boots. I really only use them when I'm clearing the driveway, snow blowing. That and a pair of Thermaline Carhartt overalls, I can go out for hours on end and not be bothered by any of the temperatures that we get around here.
Wow. Have you ever mistakenly worn your bunny boots to the airport and tried to get on a flight and have them blow up?
I haven't gone that far, but I will say, running an errand after doing anything outside, driving with them can be a pain in the butt because they are so big and bulky.
Yes.
Messing with the pedals can be a little bit dangerous. And, just general walking around in them, they are unbelievably clunky and people kind of look sideways at you while you're moving around with them. But, man, for warmth, I'm telling you, they can't be beat.
I would imagine, but on the other hand, if you're talking that much weight, this is going to sound really stupid, but I have to ask the question, even if it's stupid. When we had snow like we had during the blizzard of 22 last year, which I call quicksand snow, given the heavier boot, weren't you more likely to sink even further into that muck?
You do, honestly, but at the same time, it actually kind of helps out with your balance where you're not precariously, on top of something. When you can kind of sink down a little bit and get to the base, it gives you a little bit more stability, I think. And, during that blizzard, I'm that kind of nut that goes out every 2 hours just to keep things clear. For whatever reason, I've got that in my head that I've got to do that. And, I'm telling you, man, they are unbelievably warm. And, the weight of them goes away just knowing that you're not going to be freezing your toes off.
And to your legs must get a great workout. Your gastrocs and your quads must be like Superman by the end of the winter.
Oh, big time. When you take them off, you know that you are wearing them. Absolutely, 100%.
Well, so these would not be for somebody feeble or frail. I mean, our other caller, though, did not exactly sound like she was, Miss Teen America.
No, I mean, you can get around in them. They're not, like I said, they're heavier than any kind of boot you're going to buy, at whatever store that you might go to, the hunting boots that are popular. You will notice the weight difference, but like I said, the good points of them outweigh anything negative. You can get around in them with all, any kind of activity all day long. They're a little, they're not for snowshoeing or anything like that. I can't imagine that you'd find snowshoe bindings that would be adaptable with them. But I can't speak highly of them enough. Again, price point a little bit higher, but they're unbelievably durable, and they'll last you for years and years and years.
All right. Well, my dear, thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and good luck with your bunny boots. Not funny boots, money boots, but bunny boots. It is Bowerly for Transitown Kia and transitowntkia.com. If you're tired, and I don't blame you, of the same old typical dealership experience, I suggest Transitown Kia on Transit Road, West Seneca, for something different. What makes Transitown Kia different? How about a premium buying experience? Expect world-class customer service, personalized approach, and a one-on-one buying experience, the kind of buying experience that is so hard to find today. They don't sell you a car. They help you buy the car you want, and that is what makes them different. Now, before you even go to the store, you can go to transitowntkia.com, find the new Kia you want, click on the Show Payment Options, and adjust payment to your liking. Select lease or finance options, adjust term and down payment, add any discounts, and get the payment where you want. Transitown Kia will have that when you come in. So see my friends at Transitown Kia for a kinder, gentler car buying experience from an automotive group with almost 50 years of history in Western New York. Transitown Kia, Transit Road in West Seneca, or go to transitownkia.com. Baby, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So I didn't really plan on doing this topic. It just kind of materialized because of you. Thank you, by the way. I appreciate it. What have you uncovered in your quest to stay warm in the Buffalo winter? And part of this was spawned by a conversation yesterday with a young lady who was raving about her heated vest. And then that got me looking into heated coats. And then somebody called in today, and my new fascination is bunny boots. Maybe you've got bunny boots. They sound very heavy. I don't know that I want to drive a manual transmission car with bunny boots. I might hit the brake instead of the clutch or something. That'd be me. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, I've turned into such a winter wuss. Like, I need a heated steering wheel. I'm not seriously, the car doesn't have heated seats or heated steering wheel. All right, no, sorry, out of the question. All right, here is Mark on WBEN in Alden, where it does get rather cold. Mark, you're on WBEN. Give us your cold weather hacks.
Okay, well, when I was in the service, I was stationed in Alaska for 3 years, and when I left there, I went to Minot, North Dakota, which is only 40 miles from Saskatchewan, and it's colder in North Dakota than it is in Alaska. And them bunny boots, the bunny boots are the white ones, the Mickey Mouse boots are the black ones. The bunny boots are probably a third bigger than the Mickey Mouse boots. If you look at them, they're, if you measure it around the toe area, it's probably another inch or two bigger in circumference.
Now, there seems to be some debate about this among you veterans. What I've got online is that the Mickey Mouse boots tended to be black, the bunny boots tended to be white, and they got their names because the Mickey Mouse boots kind of look like, well, Mickey Mouse, and the bunny boots are named after a hare, H-A-R-E, that changes its fur color in certain cold areas of the world. Does that sound at all familiar?
Yeah, it's just a color thing, Mickey Mouse had the black feet, But I slept in a tent at 56 below zero. Every other year they had this maneuver up there where we had to put in mock runways and stuff out in the middle of nowhere, and we slept in tents, and it was 56 below. Well, they brought guys from the lower 48 up there, and most of them weren't trained or used to it. You know, they brought a guy from North Carolina up to Fairbanks, Alaska, and they were cutting off fingers and toes and ears every year. But them guys, they wouldn't get out of the tent. They used to take them bunny boots and relieve themselves in the bunny boot and then pick up the side of the tent and put the boot outside and bring it in a little while later and just twist the boot, and it would crack the specimen out and then throw it out.
I thought that was your helmet's job. I thought your helmet was used for everything, not the bunny boot.
No, they used to use the, well, I didn't, but them guys, they didn't want to leave that tent for love or money.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, when you start talking about the amputations because of frostbite, where did the officers bivouac?
Same tents.
Oh, man. And no heat whatsoever. So what you put on was
wear. They did have a little stove. It brought the inside temperature of the tent up to about 20 below.
Oh, well, that's downright Floridian compared to what you were. Hello, well, Jamaica.
Here's one thing really cool. When it gets down about 50 below, you can take a cup of boiling hot coffee, walk outside, and throw it up in the air, and not one drop will touch the ground. It'll crystallize and turn into powder in midair.
Well, you know what? That's like the old, in the summertime, you hear the same thing about eggs. You know, crack an egg open and put it on your car and watch it cook. But I've heard, you know what, I've never tried that, but I remember back during the blizzard of 77 that people were saying, yeah, take boiling water, go outside, throw it in the air, and it's just going to turn into ice before it hits the ground. I mean, that's how cold it was. But these poor guys from Texas and Florida, Oklahoma, the Carolinas, and parts of Arkansas, I can't understand how they could possibly withstand Alaskan winter like that. And I don't. Did you, just out of curiosity, did you like Alaska when you were stationed there?
I loved it.
Why? Because I've been there. And I will never go back to Alaska.
Well, there's things that I do that you don't like to do. You know, I like to fish and hunt. The only thing bad about Alaska is the lack of good-looking women.
How about the lack of any women?
No, there's some there, but they're coyote ugly.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, beggars can't be choosers. I mean,
right.
at one point, it seems to me, at one point, not that long ago, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, didn't the Alaska state government lobby women in Oregon and Washington and California to come up to Alaska to find themselves a husband?
Well, I know if you go into the entertainment places, they cycle the girls up from Washington and Oregon and you know, they get new horses in the stables, let's say.
And then your horse burst out of its.
Yeah, I took a ship from, I lived in Fairbanks, and I drove through Alaska, through the Yukon, through British Columbia, back down to Alaska again. And I got on a ship in Haines, Alaska, which is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And I went for 5 days on a ship from Haines, Alaska, down to Seattle, Washington, to the Intercoastal Waterway.
Well, I guess, you know, your definition of beauty is different than mine. I mean, I guess what I will remember most about Alaska is the very daunting mountains and the glaciers, not only the inland glaciers, but also the glaciers at sea. And the cracking sound as the glaciers would break apart. I mean, it actually kind of sounded like the October surprise storm when our transformers were cracking all over the area. But right. it just seemed to me like just such an inhospitable place. And yeah, you can catch the salmon in your bare hands in places like Ketchikan. But I just I I just don't understand people's fascination with Alaska when you've got the Caribbean. And now the Caribbean I get.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I lived in Fairbanks for 3 years, and I got stationed in Minot, North Dakota. I had an Alaskan Malamute, and when I was in Alaska, he stayed outside 24/7.
Oh, jeez.
We moved to North Dakota, and he got frostbite on his nose.
Aw. Did it work out okay?
Yeah. But the wind doesn't blow in the interior. And you know, well, you know, when the wind gets cooking, it gets you're a lot colder. Well, in Minot, it's 20 below straight temperature with a 60-mile-an-hour wind and 60% humidity. It is cold there.
Were you anywhere near any, like, the missile silos?
That's what Minot is.
So that's all right. So that was your job, but just out of curiosity, you did 3 years, a 3 year hitch.
No, I did 3 years in Alaska, and I did a 4 year hitch, but I did 3 years in Alaska, and then by the time I got done with basic tech school and all that stuff, and then I had 6 months left on my hitch, and I wanted to see what another base would be like before I reenlisted.
Why didn't you say Pearl Harbor? I mean. Just, you know, be a wise guy. Put me at Pearl Harbor. Wrong branch, sir. Wrong branch. What was the idea of building runways in Alaska?
Well, the main mission at Eielson, it's a refueling station. It's, you know, anything coming from Europe or, you know, it's halfway the point in between the lower 48, and they had KC-135s, and they refueled everything coming from the lower 48 to go over, you know, to Europe or to Russia or, you know. There's a spot in Alaska where you can see Russia on a clear day.
I remember Saturday Night Live parodied Sarah Palin saying that. I remember that. That's super cool. And a lot of people don't know this, but the Aleutian Islands, you can probably finish this story for me, but in the Second World War, when the Battle of Midway was getting ready for its, in its preparatory stages by the Japanese, they actually invaded the Aleutian Islands. Alaska wasn't a state then, but it was owned by the United States.
It was the only time enemy forces ever occupied the United States. Well, it wasn't the United States at the time, but that's the only time when Japan, you're exactly right, and they used to build submarines and the Aleutians on Adak Island.
No, they weren't the full size ones. Were they the midget subs?
I honestly don't know. It was before my time.
Well, yeah, I just wonder if you guys had talked about that. I can't think of a more inhospitable place to be in a... Well, submarines just seem inhospitable to me to begin with, and in those kinds of conditions in Alaska. And I saw somewhere a documentary about our forces in the Second World War basically establishing a mountain head, not a beachhead, but a mountain head to chase the Japanese out of the Aleutian Islands. But what a fascinating... I'm sorry?
That was the cutthroats.
Well, they went through hell, I know that.
Trappers. They were hunters and trappers, and they trained military to survive in the... you know, in the Arctic and stuff, and I can't remember the guy's name, but it was somebody's cutthroats.
Wow. I did not know that. I did not know that there was a specialized unit. I thought it was a bunch of poor schnooks from everywhere who had that unwelcome duty while Midway was raging elsewhere. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the call. Good stuff.
Have a good night when you get to it.
I'll get to it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But, wow. Yeah, I mean, look, we all have things that we like to do, and it's just the caller's right. The stuff he likes to do, hunting and fishing, it's just not my bag. What I like to do, I like to be in a pool with sun and 80, 85 degrees, having an icy adult beverage. That's my idea of relaxation, not going around chasing grizzly bears down or chasing elk. It is elk. Wait, are there elk up there? I forget. Anyway, It's 4:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to add to our little list here that we're doing about your winter hacks and what you have learned, I can't believe the response to the bunny boots or the Mickey Mouse boots. Hadn't even heard of them until today. What can I say? I've led a sheltered life when it comes to footwear. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. In the summertime for me, more often than not, it's flip-flops. And in the wintertime, whatever. I don't know. I don't know about you and when you get up and when you get into your driveway and go to work or pull the car out of the garage or whatever it is you do to start your day. But this was the first day where I walked outside and I said, whoa. I might have used some words that I can't say on the radio to describe my feelings, my perception of the cold weather that I was experiencing. But then again, it is almost December, but we're getting into the holiday time of year. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So many things to get into. This wasn't even on my list of things I wanted to do today. It just kind of happened naturally. I do want to thank, by the way, meteorologist Andy Parker for joining us the first part of the show to talk about some of these sites that you might go to that irresponsibly report that we're going to get absolutely socked with lake effect snow a week before the actual event. Andy Parker has no use for those people, and I'm glad that we have access to Andy Parker here at the radio station. And if you are interested in being a part of Andy Parker's world, you can just send the word weather to 503-ANDY. That's 503-ANDY, and that is in the 716 area code, 503-ANDY, A-N-D-Y, and he will hook you up with reliable weather information as we do here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So let's see, what have we learned today? We've learned that people love bunny boots to keep their footsies warm in the wintertime. We've learned that wool is awesome in the wintertime. And also, I still can't believe the guys in the Civil War wore wool uniforms to fight battles in the middle of summer. And like I said, it's not exactly like they had endless bottles of Poland Springs or Aquafina waiting for them. You had to go foraging for water and hope that you didn't end up with a bad case of the trots from wherever you dipped your canteen, or that it wasn't so soaked with blood that you could actually get it down without puking your guts out. I mean, those guys, it's just amazing what they went through. So what else? Oh, yeah, cars. Cars. Couple of quick suggestions as far as cars are concerned. Number one, and I'm glad the caller echoed this, I don't let the gas tank go below half in the wintertime. I know it's tough. I know it's a pain. And sometimes you got to play it by ear a little bit. Like mine technically is below half right now, but instead of filling it up tonight when it's going to be in the 30s and 20s, I'll do it tomorrow, even if it's rainy, because it's got a shelter overhead and it's going to be 47 degrees. So I'll do it that way. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, but you never, especially when the weather is inclement or forecast to be inclement, you've got to have a full tank of gas. You just have to do it. Keeping a candle in the car, maybe a pie tin, good idea. At least it'll keep you from freezing to death, in theory. So good stuff. We'll get into some other things coming up that I'd actually planned for in the next hour here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Coming up on Wednesday of this week, it'll be the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. I'll be doing some of David's show. David is going to be doing some of my show, so you'll get a little bit of Bowerly and Bellavia reunion stuff. But if it's on his show, it really should be Bellavia and Bowerly. And then when it's on my show, it should be Bowerly and Bellavia. We'll work out the semantics. Not a big deal. On News Radio 930 WBEN on a Monday. Hey, look at the good news today. You're not Zach Wilson.